This is the northern gate of Sri Jagannath Dev. This is also a very, very special and holy spot. Can everyone see the cows? These are called the cows, the Talinga cows. Zero. You see how they are eating the remnants of Sri Jagannath Dev? In this regard, Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, he was from the Saptagram district of Bengal. His father, Govardhan Majumdar, and his elder brother, or rather uncle, the older brother of Govardhan, Hiranya Majumdar, they were so wealthy, they were, at that time, the Nawab Hussein Shah conquered over all of Bengal. It was under Mughal rule. But Govardhan and Hiranya were so influential, so powerful, and so wealthy that they would give so much incredible amount of taxation to the Nawab Hussein Shah that in their whole district, the Nawab said, you can run your district any way you like. And in this way, everyone was completely free to worship Lord Krishna and chant the holy names. So much wealth that literally they were what was equivalent today to be multi-billionaires. They had huge, beautiful estates, wonderful residences. They were extremely pious, very pure, very religious, and they would use huge quantities of money just to support the Vaishnavas. Extremely charitable. And they had one son. The elder brother had no children. And Govardhan Majumdar had one son. His name was Raghunath, and he was meant to be the inheritor of all the wealth, power, position of their father and uncle. But when he was a young boy, the family priest, Yadunandana Charja, brought Raghunath Das to meet with Srila Haridas Thakur. Srinama Charja Haridas Thakur Ki! And when Raghunath saw the simplicity and the renunciation of Haridas and how he was so much engrossed in just chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Serving the Vaishnavas, Raghunath had no interest in anything in this world save and except chanting the holy names of Krishna and serving the Vaishnavas. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his beautiful lila in Navadvip, Raghunath, he would hear from Balaramacharya and Yadunandanacharya the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after Mahaprabhu took sannyas and came to the place we were yesterday in Shantipur, Raghunath Das, with great eagerness, came to receive his darshan. And upon meeting with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he decided that if you are going to Jagannath Puri, I want nothing to do with anything of this world. I want to go to Jagannath Puri and in your divine presence and along with your associates to chant the holy name. Anyways, Raghunath was becoming so detached and disinterested in any material affairs that they married him to a beautiful woman, so chaste, so lovely, the beauty of an angel, and they were giving all the charge of so many immense fortunes to him. But regularly, he would run away from home to go to join Lord Chaitanya. Rivo! Ultimately, they had to have him under constant vigilance. Whenever he would run away from home, they would send guards to apprehend him and forcibly bring him back. Finally, they had no less than 12 guards constantly watching him day and night. With great effort, one time Raghunath heard that in Panihati, that Lord Nityananda was visiting with some of his associates. And Raghunath came to Panihati with the permission of his parents, provided all his guards and servants were surrounding him to make sure he came back. And there in Panihati Dham, he met Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He offered his obeisances from a distance. He was afraid to come too close because he was thinking, I'm so contaminated by associating with so much material affairs that how can I go close to such a great soul as Nityananda Prabhu? So Nityananda Prabhu, seeing him from a distance, he said, Raghunath, you are a thief. Only a thief hides and keeps a distance. And Lord Nityananda forcibly embraced him and placed his lotus feet on Raghunath's head. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! Now because you are a thief and you've been caught, you have to pay a penalty. He said, I want to have you arrange a beautiful feast of chipped rice, chira, and dahi, yogurt, and serve it out to all my associates and everyone else. So Raghunath arranged a beautiful, wonderful Chira Dahi Utsav, the festival of chipped rice and yogurt, and it was served under a beautiful tree on the banks of the Ganges. That tree is still there on the bank of the Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased that as they were eating the Chira and Dahi, they were covering the mountain, the little hill where the tree was. Soon all the bank of the Ganges was filled with devotees. Soon people from all around were coming. There was no room on the hill. There was no room under the tree. There was not even any room on the banks of the Ganges. People were sitting in rocks in the Ganges. Soon there were so many people that people were literally standing in the Ganges. And each one of them had their little clay pots filled with chipped rice, yogurt, and condensed milk. And during this wonderful feast, Lord Nityananda invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come and join. And in a transcendental body that no one except Nityananda Prabhu and a few others could see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally taking prasad. And then they began to dance and chant. After this wonderful festival, Raghunath Das, the next morning, he approached Nityananda Prabhu and he bowed down, and Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on Raghunath's head. And Raghunath said, please, Nityananda Prabhu, I beg you, give me the benediction that I can be delivered forever from all material attachments and be a personal servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Nityananda Prabhu said, he told all the Vaishnavas, give your blessings to Raghunath Das. He said, Raghunath, because you have gained the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, and because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so lovingly appeared in your wonderful feast to be amongst all these devotees eating chipped rice and yogurt, very soon you will be released forever from all material entanglements, and you will be residing all amongst all the Vaishnava associates of Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. In fact, Lord Chaitanya will make you the servant of his own personal secretary, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And there you will manifest the highest symptoms of ecstatic love, and you will witness the wonderful Leela of the Lord.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.